decisions.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports update. Kevin Durant will be traveling with Golden State to Toronto for games 1 and 2 of the NBA Finals. Durant has still been ruled out for game 1 with a right quad strain and is questionable for the second game. Earlier reports said KD wasn't going to travel to TO. Durant hasn't played since his injury in game 5 of the Western Conference Finals versus Houston. He has been shooting on his own but hasn't practiced with the team since the injury. As for Boogie Cousins, he's questionable for game 1 of the NBA Final that kicks off on Thursday night. And Raptors forward OG Anunoby is just a week away from seeing action again. The Raptors, 1-point favorites in this game over the Warriors for game 1. Total 213.5. Series price, GSW minus 300. Toronto plus 240 to win it all. One in the WNBA tonight, Indiana Fever at Connecticut Sun. Sun minus 9, 163.5. NFL news. 4-time Pro Bowl guard Richie Incognito has signed a 1-year deal with the Oakland Raiders. Incognito hasn't played a snap since 2017. He was released by the Bills amid a contract dispute. The 35-year-old received 3 straight Pro Bowl nods with the Bills from 2015 to 2017. Incognito has a history of being a loose cannon, many criticizing this signing, but Raiders GM Mike Mayock says, quote, "You can't have a team with all Boy Scouts," unquote. Jacksonville Jaguars new quarterback Nick Foles excused from organized team activities today for personal reasons. No timetable for his return. The former Super Bowl MVP signing a 4-year, $88 million deal with the Jags in free agency, making him the undisputed starter following a 2-year stint as the Philadelphia Eagles backup. Odds to win the NFL MVP out, Pat Mahomes, the favorite at 6-1. He won last year at 60-1 odds. Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Odubel Herrera arrested after reported domestic violence incident at the Golden Nugget Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City Monday night. Herrera was charged with simple assault but was later released from jail. A police statement revealed the victim, Herrera's 20-year-old girlfriend, had visible signs of injury to her arms and neck area. MLB has placed Herrera on administrative leave. The Phillies announcing that today. Busy MLB board tonight. We got a couple games starting before the 7:05 Eastern games. San Diego Padres at the New York Yankees. Yankees minus 190, over under 9.5. Lauer versus Tanaka. And at 6:40, the Pittsburgh Pirates at Cincinnati. Reds minus 120, total 10.5. Lyles versus Sims. And the White Sox and Royals are tied at 1 in the 5th inning of that suspended game. They're going to resume at 5:52 Eastern time tonight and finish that one up before the late game. The Edmonton Oilers have named Dave Tippett as their new head coach. It's a 3-year deal. He'll earn between $2.75 and $3 million per season. This 57-year-old brings a lot of experience to the table in Edmonton, where he'll serve as the franchise's 16th bench boss. He took the Dallas Stars to the conference final in 2008. This marks the first major move for new Oilers GM Ken Holland. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final, it goes down in Boston tonight at tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Bruins big favorites here, laying a 165 over-under in the hockey game, 5.5. Updated series price after Boston won game 1. The Bruins now minus 310, Blues plus 260. Former Cincinnati Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis is headed to Arizona State as a special advisor to Herm Edwards' staff. Lewis hasn't coached at the NCAA level since 1991, where he was a linebackers coach with the Pitt Panthers. Under Herm Edwards' first year at the helm, the Sun Devils went 7-6, losing in the Sun Bowl to Fresno State. At the French Open, women's top seed Naomi Osaka, she was on the ropes but came back to beat Anna Karolina Shmidlov in 3 sets to advance to round 2. All the favorites on the men's side getting it done. And maybe magic was right. Lakers GM Rob Pelinka, known for his unbelievable stories, can't seem to tell the truth. It turns out Pelinka told a fake story how Kobe Bryant was inspired against the Knicks after a dinner meeting with actor Heath Ledger. The problem, no such dinner or meeting ever took place. Pelinka allegedly made up a story about Kobe having dinner with Heath Ledger after seeing The Dark Knight to study how he locks in for a role. The issue? Ledger died 6 months before the movie came out. Pelinka also slammed by former Laker president Magic Johnson in a May 20th interview. He accused Pelinka of embellishment, storytelling, and backstabbing. I'm Cam Stewart. Stay tuned. Hour 1 of Red Heat and Rage. Gabe Morency hosts. It's going to be a fun Tuesday after the holiday. Hey, we got some picks for you, a whole lot more, some laughs, some picks. Hey, maybe some futures as well. Stay tuned, everybody. Red Heat and Rage Radio, Hour 1, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions. Let's go!
Oh, yeah! All right, let's roll. Art, YouTube, Chelsea Stream. I am Game of Red. We're going down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, on this Tuesday afternoon. It's kind of confusing what day it is, but it's Tuesday. And I figured, Tuesday. You know, we weren't on Monday. So I was like, you know what, let's get Mike Blewett on for a segment. And then, of course, it's Colonel Kurtz on Tuesday. And Mike Blewett's like, sorry, Gabe, I'm on the way to I'm on my way to the Yankee game, weather pending.
And with the family,
Kurtz
in Florida,
is like Disney
Magic
World,
Kingdom.
Something like that.
Yeah. Hey, Gabe, how you doing, buddy?
You joined us at least.
Yeah, of course I do, Gabe. You know what I mean? It's actually nice to have a day off on Monday. It was nice. Lots of horse racing and baseball to take in on Memorial Day. I love the holiday. And, Gabe, it's great. Missed your phone call at 3:30 in the morning after the Raptors win, but my buddy got it. I left my phone at his house. Ring, ring. Gabe Morency? What?
I missed your call. My phone was blowing up.
I texted you. I'm like, can you believe this is happening? I was so wasted. I had to go back and lease it to my place afterwards. My phone popped out of my pocket. It's on my floor. My buddy's passed out on the couch. Oh, he woke up. Gabe Morency. Oh, Cam's phone. Sorry. What a party.
Yeah. It was one for the ages. One of those. A lot of emotions on Saturday night.
Yeah, you're right, man. It was very emotional. Like, it was just to see them on the floor with the confetti. It was like, it was almost surreal because you're used to Toronto teams losing all the time, Gabe. It's beautiful.
I thought I was going to cry, but I didn't. I got into surly FU mode. All you people that doubted us, go F yourself.
Yeah, and, I like that. You turned on everyone. Perfect.
Yeah. And then I started thinking before, I was like, man, I just want to get to the finals or whatever happens against Golden State, whatever happens, right?
But the second we won.
The second we won, I was like, yeah, you know what? I want to win this thing, man. We can win this thing. I'm not going to the finals to lose, right? So
I agree.
I'll let the emotions kick in after the fact. Right now, we've got a series to play here still, and I spoke to Leo Rowdens this morning, and nice. Leo's good luck, I tell you, because they alternate games, the broadcast, and nothing against Jack Armstrong. I like Jack a lot.
It's true though,
but
good call.
Leo was on he was there for the Kawhi Leonard shot against the Sixers. Yep. It was Leo that was there for the double overtime game against the Bucks, and it was Leo once again that did this game. Like, don't tell me he's not good luck. He's been there for every big win.
Yeah, I agree with you. And no offense to Rod Black and Jack, they're doing their thing. I didn't tell you the story about Lisa and broadcaster Rod Black. He came into Shoeless Joe's one night, Gabe, when we were sitting there playing ponies, and Lisa goes up to him. She's like, my mom thinks you're hot. He wants to bang you. He goes, what's your mom's number? That guy's hilarious, man. He is a player. I think he slept with figure skater Katarina Witt. Like, Rod Black is one of those underrated guys. When Charles Barkley comes to town, Rod Black's running the show.
Yeah, him and Rod Black go out and stuff, hit the tower up. You know what's how many Cougars and MILFs Rod Black has done, figure skating and tennis world?
More Cougars in the San Diego Zoo.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Position. Here, Cam, on the news, rescued hiker talks about surviving 17 days in the forest.
17?
Yeah.
Wow. What did he do? He ate raw berries?
It's a her.
Wow.
It's a woman.
Oh, it's a her. Wow. Yeah. That's a wild, man. I wouldn't make 17 days
in a Hawaiian forest.
And there's a lot of danger in Hawaii, too. I'm thinking a lot of poisonous snakes. some really like that's it's a tropical climate. So you're not going to be when you're sleeping and whatever. Who knows if something slithers down from a vine and just wraps its way around your neck, you know, and cuts off your circulation. That's dangerous, man. I have a feeling
you and I wouldn't be coming back.
Like, no. If we played Survivor Hawaii, I think in 24 hours, I need a Pepsi. Where's my Pepsi? I just start freaking out. I have sugar shakes and stuff. You're like, give me a spliff. Where's my Pepsi? We're out of here. We just march right off set.
Yeah. It'd be a problem.
Oh, buddy, I'd lose so bad on Survivor. You know what I'd be good at? I could kill fish and stuff. Like, you know me, Marantz. I have no problem. Like, you make a harpoon and I'll be ding, 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 ding. I'll be good for the food for the camp, but a lot of other stuff would be a big problem, I'm thinking. All my addictions and stuff, like being out there without certain things, we'd be in big trouble.
Yeah. 17 days. At least if you're on Survivor, like, they're giving you Mountain Dew and Doritos like once a day and stuff, right? For stupid challenges and whatever.
That'd be nice.
When you're out on your own, dude, you're just done. Man, like, we'd be eating poison berries. How the hell do you know, like, what would kill us and not? Stuff like that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, Gabe. I know because when I was younger, I used to take my little boat out at when my parents had property, and I used to sell berries to people with the paper. I used to deliver stuff to them. I was kind of as a kid, I was very, ingenuitive. Like, I had some ideas, and it really worked. But I learned there's certain berries, like, I can actually tell you the difference between a poisonous berry and like a raspberry, boysenberry, stuff you could eat. I know berries.
Although, you remember the two dudes that broke out of that jail in upstate New York?
Oh, yeah, and, yeah.
They were on the run. And the funny thing is, I remember everyone kept saying, yeah, neither of them have any experience in the woods at all. They won't last long out there. They lasted like 3 weeks. And they had a radio, so they could hear, like, reports and stuff. And I guess they got a big laugh out of that a couple of times about, yeah, we're no good in the woods, huh? We're better than you.
Like, what was his name? What was his name? Sweat? Was it Sweat?
Yeah, Sweat and Fat.
Dave Sweat? Yeah, that's right. I'm Sweat. You're the other guy. Maybe we do better than you think, Gabe.
The Mac guy slowed them down because he got drunk. They found booze. They broke into a cabin. They found booze.
Can't blame them.
Yeah. What are their chances? They found a half ounce of weed and a bunch of liquor. And Sweat said after, that was the downfall. like basically, that messed them up. Like, they were cruising along. They were like 9 days in or something. And they found a half ounce of weed and a bunch of booze. And
yeah, they
said, we just smoked and drank, and it set us back. Like,
hey, man, if we found that stuff too, you got to take a break when you're on the run. It's probably very stressful. I'm with those guys. They actually did better. Isn't that chick in Big Trouble too? Who helped them? I think she didn't.
I think she might have gotten out recently.
Did she really? Yeah, I know she did some time because she really, she lied to people to help those guys out. They did a great job, actually. Got to hand it to them.
Yeah. She. Without her, they're not able to break out and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. She screwed them in the end, though, because they thought there was going to be a car waiting. And there was no car waiting, so they popped out of a sewer, like in a residential street camp. like 3 blocks away from the prison, they popped out of a sewer. And they thought there was a car, but there was no car. Right? Oh, they went the wrong way, too. That's another thing. They went the wrong way. They got discombobulated about which way they were going. The plan was to go to West Virginia. But I guess Sweat had like a hideout in West Virginia. And they went the wrong way, though. They ended up going towards Canada. And that was the whole thing. I remember, like, they were like, oh, if they make it to the Canadian border, who knows? Like, yeah, they're going to get shot at the Canadian border.
Yeah, exactly. Well, people think we're like going to welcome them. Yes. Hey, fugitives, come on in. Like, people think like Canadians were sitting there on a horse smoking a doo-doo going on.
People thought the Canadian border is just a bunch of like beavers and moose hanging around. There's no people.
Exactly. Don't let that beaver knot you.
There's cops and sensors everywhere. You know, like, they're going to get caught at the border.
Good call. You think there's just beavers?
No, the way they made it seem like if they just got across the Canadian line, they're free forever.
I got to be honest.
I'm like,
if we had to navigate our way through a sewer system, you're probably going to go eventually a wrong way. Like, there's they did great. Like, if that's going the wrong direction, that's the least of their problems. Like, that's tough. You got to hand it to these guys, man. Yeah, nobody – the over-under, you bet the over on those two turkeys. You're winning big time. They said they'd be done in a day. As if. As if.
They were actually,
you know what? If we know all these guests – if all these guests were going to stiff, I just had Sussman just had me on the show doing golf. We should have had Suss on talking a little, for the Memorial Tournament stuff. I was a guest on his show today. Yeah.
You were on the BFF.
Yeah. FanDuel Golf. Saunas did the DFS. Golf. Yeah. Saunas did the DFS. Jim Saunas and I did the betting.
All right. Good stuff. So we'll find out. We'll find out who you took. Yeah. Listen, in the next segment, we'll go to Bob. Bob's going to replace George Kurtz today.
Yeah, exactly.
Kurtz is out. Bob for Vermont is in. Yeah, we'll get to Bob right off the top of the next segment because we're going to a break in a minute or two here. So St. Louis Blues last night, Cam, got out to a couple of goal leads. Things are looking good. And this Boston Bruin team, bro, like, what can you say?
They're unreal.
A guy loses his helmet, skates down the ice, and then kills someone on the other end of the rink. They've won eight games in a row now. They're red hot, this team, bro. They're a juggernaut.
They're relentless. They are. And the best thing about Boston now is everyone talked about it, and I'm guilty of it, too. We're talking about one-line team. Nobody thought, you know, Clifton and all these other guys are showing up. Like, these guys are basically, like, AHL call-ups for the most of them. Yeah, Matt McAvoy's a pretty good player, but yeah, it's not like even the big dogs there, like Pasternak for the whole series. He's been okay in a couple games. Like against the Leafs, he helped them, but he hasn't really done very much compared to the other guys. You know, all their role players, third and fourth line players, are getting it done. And Binnington wasn't at his best last night, but no, I give full marks to Boston. I still think St. Louis is going to, you know, make a series of it, Gabe. Think about it. You're up 2-0 in that game. You could have won that game. It's kind of like, think about this. Very similar to Milwaukee and the Raptors. Raptors had the lead. They lost. It's a long series. I still believe in the Blues.
It is a long series, and it's just one game. The Blues have shown, you know, obviously they're a very, very resilient team. I wouldn't write them off right now. It's just Boston just keep finding ways to win.
I know.
Now they're just like on a roll right now. They were off for 11 days. They're a little rusty out of the gate. And then, boom, you know, they just turn it up a notch. Same thing. There have been a lot of games where they didn't even appear to be the better team in a game, but they end up winning in the end, which shows they're the better team, right? So,
it's the bottom line.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for the St. Louis Blues right now. But I'm not writing the Blues off.
Listen, this is, if you like the Blues, this is kind of what we talk about with the live betting stuff with the Raptors. And you know what? That was really nice that the Raptors got that done. Didn't even want to hedge it because we're cheering for them. But now St. Louis is plus 260. Boston's minus 310 in the series, Gabe. If you like St. Louis, now's the time to pounce. You get double the line value. So Boston's still got to win three games. I like plus 260 is a hell of a nice price for a good hockey team.
Listen, St. Louis might lose the next game, and you'll get even better odds. But, you know, they're not going to be done even if they're down 2-0. This is going to be a long series, as you stated. I'm seeing over at FanDuel right now, the Bruins are minus 270. The Blues are plus 220.
Yeah.
In the next game, total 5.5. Like an idiot, I bet the under last night. Small play, but still.
Yeah. The empty netter, under. You would have won. Yeah. Would have won if not for an empty netter. Problem with
should have, could have, would have. I mean,
I know.
These playoffs have been a way playoff to the over, bro.
For sure.
These games just creep over the number late time and time again, man. All right, we'll hit the pipelines. We've got Leo Rowden, Big Man on Campus, and more, our picks.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, game time decisions continue. Radio Network.
iHeartRadio. I see that Stephen A. Smith and ESPN's First Take are going to be broadcasting from Toronto later in the week. And it's pretty funny because on their announcement, the promo, everything's listed in Central Time.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted them and said, hey, since you're going to Toronto and promoting the show, you might as well know that it's Eastern Time there. But, hey, it is what it is. And, you know, Stephen A. Smith's been pretty anti-Raptor throughout the playoffs. He's been picking them to lose constantly.
It's time to eat some pro. That guy rips. He constantly rips the Raptors, man. I got that fire stick, so Gabe shows in the background sometimes. He has not said one damn good thing. He's another guy. Oh, Kawhi Leonard's going to leave. Blah, blah, blah. These guys can all shut. You know what? Shut up, put a sock in it, and relax. You know what? The disrespect to the team, it's out of control. So now they're going to go there. Oh, everything's great. We love Toronto. Shut up.
Yeah, at least Charles Barkley's been on a bandwagon the whole time.
Exactly.
Barkley didn't hide it. They said the other night before the game against the Bucks, they said, so what's your pick? He goes, well, I'm not going to give you a pick, but he goes, y'all know I want Toronto to win. So,
yeah. Awesome.
He's pulling for Toronto. So, yeah, now the media world is going to descend. They play Thursday night, then they play Sunday night. The series is really spread out. The Toronto Raptors do have home court advantage. And to me, home court advantage is the key of this series. Home court is the key of this series. With the Raptors playing a potential four games on home court, if they could hold serve, they could win the NBA championship.
I agree.
And the Raptors are very good at home. I mean, they're one of the best home teams in the NBA. In the playoffs, they've been great at home. They're 8-2, I believe, now in the playoffs, straight up on their home floor. You know, I don't know if they can afford to cough one up. Winning at Golden State is going to be extremely difficult. But if they can hold serve, man, if they can hold serve at home and win those first two games, you're going to put some pressure on Golden State suddenly going back to Oakland. But we'll get into this. Let's bring Bob on right now. It's been a couple of days since we've heard from Bob. Bob in Vermont, Boston. Bob, what's up, Bob?
I loved the game last night. They were down 2-0. They came back. That was awesome. Cam, what are you laughing for?
Gotta hand it to you, Bob.
What?
Yeah, no, you've been. You're really loving those Bruins. I got money on the Blues, Bob, but it's okay. You're allowed to cheer
well,
for wherever
sorry.
You want to cheer for.
Maybe after that I'll give you some tissues, maybe, so you can cry.
Not yet, Bob. Not yet. Maybe after a few more
not
games.
Yet.
Send the tissues. Yeah.
Settle down.
It's not over, Bob. Not over yet. Simmer down, Bob. It's not over.
Yeah, yeah. Settle down, Bob. It's one game, Bob.
One game.
Okay, what about, it was said about the Bill Buckner died yesterday.
Oh, Bill Buckner? Yeah, no, honestly, I'm going to tell you something, Gabe, and you feel the same way. Like, Bill Buckner, it really bothers me, so he's remembered for an error, but he did so many damn good things, too. He was an absolute clutch player most of the time. It's just, it's a shame. It's a shame that people, when you think about Buckner, first thing you pop in your head is the ball through the legs, right, Morency? But he had a great career.
It really is. He shouldn't be defined by that one play.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got to speak upon him. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was his fault. He got the manager should have took him out because he had bad legs at the time.
Should have had him out there. It's
actually
a good
point,
Bob. And also, it was game six. It wasn't game seven, too. There was another game.
Yeah.
And that Bob Stanley couldn't pitch at all. Remember Bob Stanley? Couldn't get the ball off the plate.
It's amazing, like, Bob and Gabe, how people remember history. It's amazing. Like, Gabe, you said it. It's game six. It's not game seven. What about Bartman? It was Gonzalez's damn error that was the problem there. It was an absolutely booted the ball, former Blue Jay. That was horrible that game.
Right, Bartman, I remember that play,
A guy in a Walkman? Like, give me a break. Like, it's just so stupid how people, like, make it. It's like, I couldn't believe that when that story broke. Like, how was it this guy's fault?
I know, he was a great player.
He wouldn't even
have
made the play. Yeah, he was a good player.
And Bart Starr is a great player, too.
Oh, yeah, Bart Starr passed away, too. Yeah, it's true.
That's too bad, Bart. He had a good life.
89, I think.
He did. He lived
85.
Long. 85.
Yeah, he had a great...
85, great quarterback, one of the great quarterbacks of all time. All right, Bob. So what are you saying? You think the Bruins are sweeping the Blues, right? Four straight?
No, not sweep. No, no. I say they win in six. That's what
Bruins
in six.
Bruins in six. All right, Bob. You still coming to New York for the Yankee game?
Yeah, Friday we're going by bus.
Oh, it's this Friday. Oh, yeah, man, it's already May 31st already.
Yeah, I can't wait. I was waiting for it. Better not rain Friday. It better not rain.
Yeah, it rains every day here.
Yankees. Well, up here too in Vermont too.
Who are they playing?
Yeah, it rains here. What?
Who are they playing on Friday?
The Red Sox.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to see the Red Sox. So you're pulling for the Red Sox. Yeah.
No, I'm cheering for my Yankees. What are you talking about? I hate the Red Sox.
You can't be a Bruin fan and a Yankee. Yeah. Mixing it up.
No, I cheer for the Red Sox and the new Celtics. I like the new Celtics. I like the coach.
New Celtics.
The new Celtics. All right,
I don't like the old Celtics with Larry Bird and Kevin McNeil.
The new Celtics.
Never liked them at all. Never did.
Hey, you got more favorite teams than Drake.
Or and Corey too. Corey.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Corey's Warriors.
Oh, this is my second team in the AOS. I miss that guy so much. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's on Twitter.
What about the Raptors, Bob? You think the Raptors are going up?
The Raptors are going to win.
Crystal ball.
They're going to win.
I do too,
six.
Buddy. I think Bob's on to something here.
Yeah. Raptors. No, I always like the Raptors. They're a good team.
I thought you were pulling for Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? No way. Milwaukee.
I thought you were pulling for Philadelphia, too, against the Raptors.
Yeah, you were. Weren't you, Bob?
No, I was not. I hate the 70s. I hate everything about Philadelphia. Oh, that state is rotting down there. No way. No.
All right, Bob.
Good
to hear from you, Bob. Give us a call before you come up.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you.
All right, Bob.
You miss your friend?
Bob. Where is what friend?
Bob. Yeah, let's see. What's going on? He gone. I think he's talking about Corey, Gabe. I don't know what Bob smokes, but it's like he has moments of clarity. Then it gets real jumbled, and then it's kind of, it's a real interesting puzzle.
It's funny talking about Corey or Michelle. I heard him mention Michelle a couple times.
Yeah,
too.
Michelle too. Yeah. Well, Bob is a big fan of Michelle.
Bob lives in his own world. Like Bob, it's like Bobland. Should be like a theme park in Vermont.
Yeah.
Like George Kurtz says, like Disney World. You go to Bobland when you can't afford Disney World.
Bobland. Bob World. Yeah, good point. THC loaded.
Alternative universe. Alternative universe in Bobland.
Kurtz is away on the weekend, too, man. He's like, I don't know how long this guy goes to Disney World for, but, man, that's a long trip. Hey, he's really going for it because I did the show this weekend with Blewett, Gabe. So he was gone. Like, they're driving, too. What an animal Kurtz is, driving to Florida. That's a long trip. With kids? Yeah, he's a different breed than me. I couldn't hack it.
Yeah, I don't know how long is he there for. I don't know.
This weekend, I know he's gone this weekend too. So yeah.
Well, most people aren't like you or me that go places for 2 days. Although, look, you went to Vegas for like 10 days. How long were you in Vegas for? 2 weeks.
I did the shows there. I called in every day, no matter if I was drunk, sober, whatever. But I don't expect Kurtz with the kids at Disneyland to be calling into a show. It's different in Vegas, right? But yeah, you're right. Yeah. I went away to Vegas. Next trip, I want to do Atlantic City, though. I got to be honest with you, Gabe. The last flight coming home from Vegas, because Lisa gets business class, and I had the worst seat. I was behind a guy double the size as me, as fat. There was a big wall. It smelled like electrical was burning. It got in like my throat. Like, I had a really unpleasurable flight, like almost panic attack. I'm like, I can't do these 5.5 hour flights anymore. I'm just, it bangs up my knees. Like, I feel like I'm done afterwards, man. I need a shorter trip. Sure is.
Yeah, it's draining. Yeah, Atlantic City, shorter trip. Yeah, quick hour and 20 minute flight to New York. And then about an hour and a half or so out to Atlantic City. Man, it was crazy. Like Sunday with no traffic. I swear, man, me and Riggs got from Atlantic City to the FanDuel Sportsbook in like 60 minutes or something. 65 minutes. It was freaking fast, bro.
That's
awesome.
It
was like an hour and, yeah, it was like an hour and 40, hour and 40 minutes, like on a Friday with traffic. It wasn't even that long. You know, it was like an hour, hour and 45, hour and 40 or something. Because we thought it'd be 2 hours, and we got there faster than we thought. And then coming back, well, there's no traffic. It's really not all that far. It's isolated, but it's not far. You know what I mean? Like, it is out there. It's like that's the problem why Atlantic City doesn't do better. Because it's not – it's sort of like Niagara Falls. You know what I mean? I'd say it feels closer, though, to Niagara Falls.
Understanding, like –
No, but it's not easy just to be in Toronto and say, oh, I'm going to Niagara Falls right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's an hour and change.
It takes a while. Yeah, yeah. It takes a little while. It seems like it's quicker. I pass it every day. I see at the Port Authority, they have the Greyhound, like, leaves every hour to Atlantic City.
Yeah, I think that's the next trip. You know, it's just something better to try. They have the sports books. They got everything I need. The thing about Vegas is... Sure, the weather might be. It's almost too hot in the summer, too, Gabe. Like, you got everything you need at FanDuel. You got everything you need. I'm sick and tired of Vegas thinking they're the only game in town. I'm still waiting for my damn money from the El Cortez for my mail play. It's been 3.5 weeks. I had to direct them on Twitter. Where the hell's my $400 from the Avalanche? In the mail?
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Time decisions, ready to make radio continue. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Brenson, throwing it down with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, NBA Finals, couple of days away. We've got the Stanley Cup back at it when tomorrow. Yep. French Open going on. We got the Champs League later. Did you accidentally bet the Champs League, Cam, already?
I haven't bet. I had Barcelona with you, but I have not made a pick for Tottenham Liverpool yet. But I'm going to tell you, right. Liverpool's going to win.
I would imagine all English, all English.
They're a better club. And in the Europa League, who are we going to take? Arsenal? That's a tough one.
I don't know. One of their players is going to play. Due to political reasons or safety concerns.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, we'll hit that a little bit later on.
Chelsea. Show. What do you like, Chelsea, Gabe? You like Chelsea? They should be able to get it done. They're better. They're slightly better, don't you think?
They usually choke Chelsea.
Yeah, they're a bunch of chokers. Yeah, we'll see.
I think of Chelsea. Yeah, no offense to any Chelsea fans, but they seem to know.
My neighbor's a huge Chelsea fan. Yeah. That guy's crazy. Like, he's got the whole gear. He's got the track suits. He's got the flags. He's got everything. Chelsea, 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 ashtrays. And he's got it.
People
all.
Like this stuff. They get into this stuff in a big way.
Oh, big
Chelsea's
time, yes.
Plus 135. The draw's plus 230. And Arsenal is plus 210. Champions League right now. Yeah, Liverpool's minus 110. Tottenham's plus 330. And the tie is plus 240. Women's World Cup is later on. That's actually like starts next week, man.
Yeah, it does. World it does Cup. Start next week. Yep.
There's a lot. When's the next golf major?
2 weeks, Gabe, and it's actually funny. This week, the Memorial has the best field that I've ever seen like a major. It's unbelievable. Like, every single good golfer in the world's going Tiger's back this week because it's Jack's tournament, right? All the guys want to play well for Jack. So it's a nice tune-up. And, 2 weeks we got the U.S. Open, too. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Pebble Beach, Tiger's had success there. Phil's had success there. Dustin Johnson, lots of success there. So should be a pretty good U.S. Open. I'd expect DJ. He's 9-1 right now. That would be my, if you gave me one pick, I'd pick Dustin Johnson to win. And I'd probably take Cantlay at 35-1. He's a UCLA guy, Gabe. He's played Pebble Beach a lot. This kid's knocking on the door. He's close. But DJ at 9-1, I think, is a good price. He could overpower that course big time.
You know what? I've enjoyed this golf season, and I think it makes all the difference in the world, actually. The way they scheduled the PGA Championship where they did after the Masters leading into this. We talked about it last year. You compete less with football later on when fall comes around, and it keeps interest because, really, people are interested in golf majors, right? I mean, it's a nice tournament this week, yep. Memorial Tournament. But people are interested in the majors, and it keeps the energy going, and people know, oh, the majors a couple of weeks away again after the fact. I got to tip my cap to them, but with that being stated, it didn't work in the ratings because when Brooks Koepka ran away with everything, the ratings were terrible.
Yeah, I think it's going to be different this time around because Pebble Beach is a course where I don't think Brooks Koepka will run away from it. There's a lot of guys that can play that course at the back of their hands. As I mentioned, Tiger, Phil, DJ, a lot of guys have had success there. Justin Rose, you can never count him out. McIlroy, he'll play well at Pebble. Like all the big guys will do really, really well there. And I don't think Brooks Koepka will run away with it. I'm not even going to pick him in that tournament. It just, he plays better, Gabe, at those courses that are just like big, bruising par fours, like, you know what I mean? Courses that grind guys down, him and DJ do well at. The thing is, DJ plays really well at Pebble Beach. Koepka, okay, but not in the same league. So I will not be taking Brooks Koepka in this tournament, despite his record in majors being impeccable.
Right now, interesting at the U.S. Open, is it, Pebble Beach? Of course, that people have played so well at. You think of the U.S. Open, you think of torturous courses, basically.
Yes.
I don't really think of Pebble Beach as a torturous course, right?
It's got some tough holes, but yeah, Pebble Beach is very simple, Gabe. The way the winds blow on the water, right? If they blow a proper way, they can have some really easy holes. Also, club selection is really important. A lot of downwind holes off elevation with the ocean there. You got to be a tactician, and that's the thing. There's a lot of guys like, that's why Rose, I think, is a very dangerous guy. He's very, very skilled. He knows his yardages really well. DJ, too, he could do so many good things just with his power. He's going to be very good at any course. And remember way back in the day when we were working together, DJ had that 5-shot lead. He pissed it away when he was a young guy. He absolutely blew up. Like, he gagged like one of the worst gag jobs ever.
That's a good course
at a major. Yeah. And he's learned. He's a guy that I really think can get it done. He's going to be right there. He'll win that. I think he's going to win.
Tiger's won here before, too.
Correct.
He's 12.
Phil's had success there, and it's not that overpowering. And the thing about it is, Phil is one of those guys. Like, if he's got one more kick at the can, Pebble Beach makes a lot of sense for him. You know?
Phil plays well in California as a whole.
Damn right.
Most of these
Arizona guys.
Yeah, exactly. Lives in San Diego.
For sure.
So what about this week? You've got the Memorial.
I love this. There's a couple of guys I'm looking at, Gabe.
Rory's favorite. Tiger's there, 10-1. Cantlay's 15-1. Rose is 17-1. Thomas is 17-1. Kuchar's 19-1.
I'm going to start things off, Gabe, and I'll give you the six-pack tomorrow. But when I look at the board, I'm like, okay, because he hasn't been in good form. Now I'm getting Fowler at 20-1. I know his form is not good, but his last two trips to the Memorial, T2 and an eighth. He also is almost like Jack Nicklaus is like his godfather. He has a huge relationship with Jack and Barbara Nicklaus, like him and Ricky. Like, Jack's basically called him like his adopted son. He will do everything in his power to play well this week. He won't give away holes, avoid the things that hurt Ricky Fowler, the double bogeys, the lack of focus. And he puts together usually three brilliant rounds and one stinker. I think this week is the week he puts it all together. I love Fowler top five. I'll bet him at 20-1, Gabe.
You're feeling Ricky. Ricky, don't you lose my number this week, says Cam.
Nope, yeah. I like it. Look, I love Cantlay, but I can't take Patrick Cantlay at 16-1. He should be where Scheifele is at 25-1. That's a good number. Another guy, Gabe, our boy, Daly from Vegas Insider. Watch out for Adam Scott. He's another guy. 17th in strokes gained putting now. He's figured it out. And what does Memorial require? Perfect ball striking. Adam Scott, tee to green, is one of the best in the world. 33-1 is a good number for him.
Ricky Fowler's plus 520 to be a top five, I see.
Ooh, plus
520.
I'm doing it.
Plus 225 to finish top 10.
Oh, I like that. I like your
plus
odds.
Plus 114 to be top.
Beautiful. What's top 20? Plus 114?
Plus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Give me the FanDuel triple play. That's a great bet.
Top 30, too, minus 175.
Wow. Yeah, I'd rather not pay the 75. I'll trust the plus 114 at 20. Look at the field week, Gabe. Rory, Tiger, Rose, Cantlay, Thomas, Kuchar, Fowler, Finau, Day, Spieth, Matsuyama, Scheifele, Scott. This is a major. Like, when you look at the guys there, it's like everybody and their mother's playing this week for Jack. So, should be a great tournament.
You're exactly right. And then I guess the following week, it'll be sort of lighter, right? Where do they play next week? Because then after, it's the major following that. Usually the week before the major is kind of a weird tournament.
Yeah, what is the tournament next week after that? I don't even know. Is there a classic? No, I think they've already played that one. I don't even know off the top of my head what they're playing next week. Go check the schedule, but it'll probably be like a dud, you know? They're not going to...
Canadian Open? Is it a Canadian Open coming up soon?
Actually, it is. I don't think... Hold on, when is the Canadian Open? That's excellent.
Well, you said it's probably a dud. I mean, it might be a Canadian Open.
Yeah. All right. Well, Canadian Open. What tournament? Canadian Open. That's the best. I think it's actually I think it's after the U.S. It is, isn't it? Wow.
It is. June 6th to June 9th.
Oh, amazing. You're right. Yeah.
Hamilton Golf and Country Club.
Oh, that's a good track. You know what, though? That's awesome that it's at Hamilton. I am so done with Glen Abbey. Hell, I played that course. I broke 100 many times at Glen Abbey, and I'm a horrible golfer. You know, like, Glen Abbey blows. It's so overrated. Hamilton's wicked. It's a great club.
So, yeah, it's bad timing because also, yeah, you get the major next week, the following week. And the thing is, too, it's like on the other side of the coast, too. It's not like, well, yeah, there's a major next week, but it's in Arizona or it's in California already. Right? You know what I mean? Like, don't they play in Georgia the week before the Masters? They're already there type of thing. And it's like, you know, this is different, man. You're in Hamilton, Ontario, actually, and you got to get all the way out to the West Coast. I know it's not the end of the world, but
you were just talking about how
you don't like those flights.
No, I don't. But those guys are golfers. They're in better shape than me. They're used to it, I think. The one thing is, with the schedule change, the tournament, exactly. That's another thing. They're not a party for 7 days straight. No, things have changed. Like the tournament before Augusta, it's a lot closer, but it's the Valero Texas Open, right? So they go from Texas to Augusta, Georgia, Canada to California.
I'm thinking the British Open. There's a Scottish one, Lynx, before the British Open.
Yes. Phil Mickelson is the only player, Gabe, to win the Scottish Open and the Open Championship back-to-back in 1 year. That's, they usually play in the Scottish Open, right? Yeah, no, but
RBC. Mm-hmm. RBC, as you know, I don't have to tell you. You would know who's RBC players more than I would. But RBC have quite a few big-time golfers that'll play in this because it's the RBC-sponsored tournament.
Big time. RBC, Matt Kuchar, Dustin Johnson, Grant Snedeker. There's some more guys. You're right. There's like eight guys. Hadwin's there now. Yeah, so they'll have the Canadians. They'll have – and you know DJ. It's in Hamilton, right? You know Wayner's going to be there, Gabe. Perfect tune-up before the Pebble Beach U.S. Open too. DJ will want to win that. Koepka's. Maybe he'll go back to back. Is Koepka RBC too?
No, I don't know if he's RBC. I see a release here. Brooks Koepka, Bubba Watson joined star-studded field. All right, so Koepka, DJ Blair of the Year. All right, who else is there? I'm looking forward to going back to Canada, compete for the RBC Open. Bubba Watson. All right, who's the other star-studded field?
See Bubba Watson's Twitter today, Gabe. He's going to Raptors game one. It's like, I can't wait to go to Toronto to watch the Raptors versus Golden State. it was pretty funny.
Canadian Open.
Well, remember, his wife is a basketball player, right? So Bubba's a big hoops fan. His wife crushes. Like, she, have you seen how tall that guy's wife is? She hurts men. Like, she's like 6'6". Like, she's a huge, tall lady, like, with big mitts. She'll, like, hurt you, man. She's a real strong lady. I wouldn't mess with her. I think she wears the pants in that family.
Well, just another sports celebrity to take in another Raptor game.
Yep.
Bubba will probably bet on it, too. Doesn't lays it down, Bubba.
Yeah. The list will grow. The list is growing of all the Raptor fans you've talked about. Like, you know, you talked about that. The Diaz stuff was the best, though. Hey, Pettis, Milwaukee Bucks suck. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, exactly. He's not really a Raptor fan. He just found out Pettis liked the Bucks.
His opponent's from Milwaukee. Bucks suck. Go Raptors. I love Diaz. That guy's the best. That's a
Larry and Wawa saying that Bubba's wife is from Oshawa.
Really? Wow, Larry's... You know what? Maybe one guy can win on Jeopardy. Larry, got to take down that guy. Is he still on?
Yeah, that guy's still on.
Oh. We need a ringer, man, because it's getting too...
He's pissing people off now, too.
Yeah, you notice it's like Teacher's Week and stuff now? They need to space him out because people are mad at that guy. More novelty shows.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's like National Hamburger Day or something today, Cam.
Yeah, I know. I saw a National Hamburger Day. It's always a national something.
Every day is. Yeah. What, does it encourage you to have a hamburger?
No, I'm actually just microwaved a meat patty right now. It's hot as hell. I got to tell you something about these meat patties. I never realized some companies, like, it's kind of like the chicken, Gabe. The batter's too much. I want the meat. I don't need, like, because it gets really hard and, like, it's like chewing a rock. I don't know, man. I think we can do a better meat patty. Need a softer crust.
Where are you getting your meat patties? Are you buying them grocery store brand, or are you buying them?
I actually upgraded to Patty King. I'm going to go back to the generic ones. They're better. I bought some, like, loser ones before. It was called, like, Island Time or something like that. They were great. More meat, less filler. This one, I bought the name brand, way too much batter. Sucks. I'm watching college golf right now, Gabe. How come Texas players have the best names? Remember, like, we talk about it, like Major Applewhite? There's this golfer. Listen to this kid's name. Cole Hammer. What a name. What's your name? Cole Hammer. That's awesome. What a handle.
I don't know. I get it. Like Colt McCoy, you're right. Texas, these kids just have like good names. What can you say?
They do. Like, Colt McCoy, Cole Hammer, Major Applewhite. Like, who the hell comes up with this stuff? Anyway.
Yeah, they've always had, Texas has always had the best name.
I wonder if we can bet the suspended game. You know, the suspended Kansas City game? They say it's going to start up at 5:52, 1-1 in the fifth inning. So they got to replay that game, Gabe, before they get to the night game, the White Sox-Royals game. Tied at one.
Yeah, and
I guess it would be a void bet, right?
Interesting you say that. Yeah, we'll see if they throw in some live betting for that. I don't think they will.
I don't either.
But we'll see, actually. But it's interesting you bring that up, actually, for DFS players. Those games don't count, I guess, tonight. Yeah. That game doesn't count. Like, if it doesn't start by 8:10, it doesn't count. If it doesn't start at the scheduled time, it's kind of stupid.
I agree.
They're playing a game. But avoid that game for DFS purposes. But for betting purposes, Giolito's on the hill. I was thinking about Giolito and the under in this game.
Red hot. He's hot.
Total is 8.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Hey everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with Fantasy Sports News Update. Kevin Durant will be traveling with Golden State to Toronto for games 1 and 2 of the NBA Finals. Durant still ruled out a game 1 with that right quad strain, but he's questionable now for game 2. He was going to be out, and earlier reports said he would not travel with the team to T.O. Durant hasn't played since his injury game 5 versus the Rockets. He's been shooting on his own, but still hasn't practiced with the team since the injury. As for Boogie Cousins, he's questionable for game 1 Thursday night of the NBA Final, and Raptors for Anobi is just over a week away from current line. Raptors -1 over the Warriors for the game. Total sits at 213.5. Series price, Golden State big favorites, -300. Toronto +240. Well, maybe Magic Johnson was right. Lakers GM Rob Pelinka, known for his unbelievable stories, can't seem to tell the truth. Turns out today, Pelinka told a fake story about how Kobe Bryant was inspired against the Knicks after a dinner meeting with the actor Heath Ledger. The problem, no such dinner or meeting even took place. Pelinka allegedly made up a story about Kobe having dinner with Heath Ledger after seeing The Dark Knight to study how he locks in before a game. The issue? Ledger died 6 months before that movie even came out. Pelinka was also slammed by former Laker president Magic Johnson in a May 20th interview. He called Pelinka an embellisher, a storyteller, and a backstabber. One game in the NBA, WNBA tonight, Indiana Fever at Connecticut Sun. Sun -9, 163.5. In the NFL, four-time Pro Bowl guard Richie Incognito has signed a one-year deal with the Oakland Raiders. He hasn't played a snap since 2017 when he was released by the Bills amidst a contract dispute. Incognito has a history of going off the handle. Many criticize the signing today, but Raiders GM Mike Mayock says, hey, you can't have too many Boy Scouts on a football team. Jacksonville Jaguars new quarterback Nick Foles excused from organized team activities today for personal reasons. No timetable for his return. Former Super Bowl MVP, remember he signed that four-year $88 million deal with the Jags in free agency, making him the undisputed starter following a two-year stint as the Philadelphia Eagles backup. Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Odubel Herrera arrested after reported domestic violence incident at the Golden Nugget Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City Monday night. He was charged with assault, but later released from jail. The police statement revealed the victim, Herrera's 20-year-old girlfriend, had visible signs of injury to her arms and neck. The MLB has placed Herrera on administrative leave. The Phillies announced that today. Busy MLB betting board. We got two games getting started pretty soon before 7 o'clock. Padres at the Yankees. Yankees -190, over under 9.5. Lauer and Tanaka. 640, the Pirates at Cincinnati. Reds -120, 10.5. Lyles versus Sims. Royals and White Sox tied at 1. That game will resume at 5:52 after it was suspended. Rest of the betting board. 2 at 7:05. Detroit -15 at Baltimore. 9, Boyd versus Bundy. St. Louis and Philly. Phils -125. Wainwright versus Pavetta. Total 10.5. 3 at 7:10. Toronto at Tampa Bay. Rays -190. 8.5. Clayton Richard versus Stanek. Cleveland is at Boston. The Red Sox big favorites. 209. Plesac versus Price. And San Francisco at Miami. Marlins 115 favorite, 7.5. Samardzija and Richards, 720 action. Washington and Atlanta, Braves -125, total 9. Strasburg and Fried, 3 more games at 8:10. That White Sox game 2, if they do get to this one right now, Chicago -165. Keller versus Giolito, 8 is your total. Cubs and Astros, Houston -140, over under 9. Lester versus Martin, Milwaukee's at mini interleague play. Twins -115. Davis versus Smeltzer, 8:40 action. Arizona and Colorado, Kelly and Sensatella in this game, total 12. Colorado is your favorite. There are 3 more at 10:07. We got the Angels in Oakland, A's -190, total 9. Montas going for the A's. Angels need to mention their pitcher. Mets at Dodgers, Dodgers -200. Mats versus Hill, over under 8. And we have one more baseball game there on the board. Texas at Seattle. Mariners -160. Sampson versus Gonzalez. We have a total of 10. The Edmonton Oilers naming Dave Tippett as their new head coach today. A 3-year deal. He'll earn between $2.75 and $3 million a year. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Bruins -165. Total 5.5. Updated series price. Boston -310. Blues +260. Former Cincinnati Bengals head coach
Marvin Lewis heading to Arizona State as a special advisor for Herm Edwards' staff. He hasn't coached at the NCAA level since 1991, where he was a linebacker coach with the Pitt Panthers. French Open, top seed Naomi Osaka got scared, but she won her match in three sets over Anna Karolina Schmidloff. She's advanced to round two. So that's your story right there. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage. Going to have a little bit of fun. Hey, we got picks. We got everything for you. Stay tuned. Red Heat and Rage, Hour 2, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, level two. Game time decisions. Red Heat Rage on Radio Fantasy Sports Radio Network. A lot of crazy stuff going on right now in Lakerland. Cam talked about it earlier with Rob Pelinka. Yeah, kind of a strange story about Rob Pelinka.
He's a weirdo. He's a weirdo.
Telling the Lakers. And The Rock was there, too. So The Rock is there. And he talked about, Kobe Bryant. About how Kobe Bryant was a big fan of the movie The Dark Knight, and he asked if he could meet Heath Ledger so he could find out how he got so locked in and, you know, concentrated so much for the role. So Rob Pelinka set up a dinner between Heath Ledger and Kobe Bryant, except Heath Ledger passed away already. Heath Ledger passed away before the movie came out. So it was pretty much next to impossible, this story.
Exactly.
Rob Pelinka's got enough problems. Now he's getting caught making stories up about Heath Ledger and Kobe Bryant.
Well, when Magic Johnson calls you a liar, an embellisher, a backstabber, first of all, people are going to take Magic's side there. And now you're making up fake stories about a guy who passed away hanging out with Wayne. Like, he just seems, Gabe, he's one of those guys. Maybe he's just a serial liar. Just, you know what I mean? He can't tell the truth. He's just, apparently there's part of that story too in business meetings. He just goes off and starts chirping about stuff. Like, no one believes anything this guy says anymore. Yeah. The Lakers are a gong show. That's for sure.
Well, that's the thing. And it doesn't exactly lead to a lot of credibility to sign with the Lakers right now if you're a player.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, Magic Johnson's basically saying, hey, it's a circus there, guys. And the GM's a liar. You know, that's what's going on there right now. And there's a lot of stuff, man. I don't know. It's hard to keep up. There's just so many stories about the Lakers out there right now from different media services and stuff. But essentially, man, it's a gong show, like a real gong show. Like, you know, this Pelinka stuff is one thing, but I already knew this, and I've been saying this for a while, is LeBron James' agent stuff. LeBron James' agent and LeBron James' manager, the Maverick Carter and Rich Paul guys, all right? They're like his teenage friends, and they're part of his crew type of thing. But they're the ones that sabotage the Antonio Davis stuff because they represent Antonio Davis. They tried to hijack all of that. And basically, the whole time, like, Rich Paul was trying to get Luke Walton fired all year. And Luke Walton knew this. Yep. So he knew LeBron's guys trying to get him fired.
Yep.
And every player on the team knew that Rich Paul was trying to get him traded. Right? So, like, LeBron isn't just this, like, innocent guy and stuff that people make him out to be. Like, LeBron James caused a lot of these problems with the Lakers.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree
you
more.
You think that people are going to go want to play there and stuff. Why? So they can get all this drama with LeBron's people all the time and stuff.
Get dissed by LeBron's people. He'll throw you under the bus. If you don't agree with everything he says, he'll turn on you. Guy tries to get coaches fired. I'm with you, man. The Lakers are the last place you want to go right now. It's an absolute circus act. And the crazy thing about that story, he told NBA Commissioner Silver this. He's like, what do you want me to do? You know what I mean? Yeah, I want this coach fired. Like, there's a big problem.
Rich Paul started, like, telling Silver about Walt being a bad coach.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, Game Time Decision. Ready to make radio continues, man. Radio Network. I am Gabe Morenci. Throwing it down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. I'm seeing Robert Kraft was at the Bruins game last night waving a towel here. I see a video.
Yeah. Just don't show my penis.
Getting a big ovation and stuff like that.
Yeah, they love Kraft. Yeah, he's the best. That guy's got so much horseshoes up his ass, man. He's just one of those guys. Some people just, they kind of glide by, Gabe. I know we didn't finish the LeBron stuff, but this is what I'm talking about. Like, how stupid do you have to be? So you're the commissioner of the NBA, and I'm the guy's manager, and I'm bitching and complaining about a coach? What do you think the commissioner is going to do? Like, sitting there going, okay, so you don't like Luke Walton? Like, Silver must have been sitting there going, is this even happening? Like, who the hell are these people? Like, it's so stupid. Like, why would you do that for the commissioner?
You and I both know, and we've talked about this, that LeBron thinks he runs the NBA. He's above the rules.
He is above the rules.
He's above the rules of tampering. And there is player tampering, too. People are like, oh, no, a player can tamper. No, he can't. There is player tampering, too. But Magic Johnson did as well. Magic used to talk about players all the time and, oh, he'd be a great Laker. And they just sort of think they're above everything. And, you know, for the most part, he has been. But stuff changes in a hurry in the NBA, right? And
you're absolutely right.
I don't see LeBron in an NBA Finals anytime soon. It's not like the Lakers are going to be in the Finals next year. LeBron's relevance is going to fade like year by year here.
I was talking to a guy who played ball with Nick Stauskas, Gabe, a local guy who remembered us from the old days at the Score. And we were talking about basketball. And I was really, really listening because the guy pays attention. He's actually played at a high level. He brought up a great point to me. He thinks LeBron James, his diminishing skill set, he's got a lot of wear and tear in his body. The team ain't that good. I see this guy. Obviously, he's going to be good for a bit, but we're talking about it doesn't take long for somebody to go from great status to he's not getting any younger. And you know, man, all those wars and stuff, I could just see LeBron James real soon, like 2 years going right down. That's what everyone's like, you know, that's what he was talking about. So, you know what? I don't think if I was a free agent, I wouldn't want to go to the LA Lakers. I think it's actually a horrible move. Brutal move.
I thought that they'd be able to figure something out in this offseason and they'd get a player or two, and they still might, but it's a bigger circus than I realized even, and I really don't think a lot of people are going to be want to be a part of it. I think LeBron has one run left in him. You know, he'll make it to like the Western Conference Finals or something. You know, I'm not saying he's completely done, but you know, if you're on a team that's not in the playoffs, like, what power do you have, right? Like, but this is the problem. I mean, my deal with LeBron is he always plays, like, innocent. Oh, I didn't know they were going to fire Mike Brown. I didn't know they were going to fire Dave Blatt. Like, oh, yeah, Cleveland were firing coaches without telling you. Oh, I had nothing to do with Luke Walton. Yeah? Your agent is harassing a commissioner of the league in a restaurant about Luke Walton being a bad coach.
Exactly.
Like, how the hell is Luke Walton supposed to deal with this, knowing this, that, you know what I mean? LeBron, it's not me, not me. Oh, yeah, it's just your people. Your people are trying to make trades and stuff, like, for the Lakers. You stepped in and, like, basically ruined the Pelicans last year and, like, everything with Anthony Davis there. Like, if I'm Anthony Davis, like, I don't see what you're getting out of this kid, really. You know what I mean? Like, they're just controlling and manipulative, and it's pretty annoying. Like I said, other agents aren't like this. I mean, and now here's LeBron James going out to dinner. Who was he at dinner with last night? Russell Westbrook?
Like, what's he telling Russell Westbrook? Yeah, exactly. They're having a barbecue, smoking cigars. Like, yeah, I agree. I'm done. That's the thing about LeBron, and I think it's BS.
There's no respect for any other team.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Exactly. And this guy thinks you think you are the king? Well, I'll tell you one thing. How many guys he called, talk about trying to recruit. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I think the NBA, instead of being pussies about it, they should step up and go, listen, buddy, you better stop this act right now, because I know they're aware of it, Gabe, and he plays by a different set of rules, and it's BS.
Yeah, it gets old.
But they have to do something about it. Like, they can't be wimps and go, listen, like, you go, dude, I know you're a great player, but you are not above the league. You are not above what we're our brand. You can't be doing these type of things. You know the rules. Stay within them.
They can fine them if they really wanted to. It seems like they're scared of them.
Exactly. They're scared of them.
They could. And they don't seem to do anything ever about it. You know, it's continuous. It happens all the time, like midseason or whatever, but it's backfired on them. They didn't get Anthony Davis. And now, you know, there's just so many rumors and stuff going on. Whatever, man. We'll let the finals play itself out. And then the whole Kawhi Leonard stuff is going to start. Oh, and you've already seen it. Oh, he's not starting. I remember there was the whole, his sister said Kawhi's not coming back to Toronto. It really wasn't her.
Yeah, I know.
Like, so, you know, we're in this sort of fake news and made up stuff and all these crazy things going on. If I'm LeBron James, I think the best thing to do right now really would be to get Kyrie Irving back.
And I agree.
I thought it was crazy. I remember 100%. Corey said, you know, they're no good without each other, but it almost like it's like you guys are both so dysfunctional that it works together. I don't think anyone wants to play with Kyrie and no one wants to play with LeBron, and you guys have played together before. Like, just deal with it.
And Gabe, you said it too. Like, remember when they were fighting, Kyrie actually took the high road and apologized. These guys have worked out some stuff. It makes total sense to me. Kyrie Irving will be a Laker. If you could bet on it, that's the bet I'd make too. He'd like to go back with LeBron.
I'm sort of thinking he's a free agent that doesn't really mind a circus. Kyrie's a weird dude. I don't think he really cares about that. Playing LeBron would take pressure off of Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
Like, you know, I'm thinking if Kyrie Irving signs to the New York Knicks, he's under a lot of pressure, man. Like, people are going to expect him to perform. Right, not that they won't expect him to perform in L.A., but it's different.
Well,
LeBron is
in Boston.
There to take
he couldn't handle he yeah, could handle Boston for God's sakes.
No,
he was horrible
in New York.
Oh my God! Hey, Boston, wake up! New York's even more guys. You enjoy those 50 microphones, making 100. That's the thing, man. He doesn't seem like that type of guy. It'll end badly if he goes to the Knicks. That's a bad move.
Jimmy Butler's a free agent. Jimmy Butler's a free agent. Wouldn't shock me if he ended up with LeBron and the Lakers. I'm not saying nobody wants to play with LeBron, but I don't think there's a big lineup of people that want to play with LeBron. LeBron's got to do more convincing than the other way around, right? But I don't believe there's any hope in hell Kawhi Leonard's going there. I don't think there's any hope in hell Kevin Durant are going to the Lakers. He's sort of going to have to... He's going to have to find that sort of secondary star player that wants to go there and deal with this stuff. But like I said, like at least Kyrie Irving knows LeBron. They know each other. They know what they're getting. Kyrie would understand what the dynamic is going into this. There's a rumor, but it could be a rumor, but it wouldn't surprise me. We've heard this a lot about the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets going hard after Kyrie Irving right now, and if I was the Brooklyn Nets, I wouldn't do that. Like, I don't think that's
good. They have a good team chemistry, Gabe. You're right in their backyard. That's what you don't do. That's the thing about sports. You can look at the flashy new item and the toy, but you know what? All the guys that you have, you're working together, you're growing together, you're getting better together. Hell, that is what you don't do. You don't go any type of somebody who's going to be like, you know what I mean? Attention on me and trouble. That's the last thing they need. They got good things going on there. You don't need hotheads and guys who chirp. It's not going to work.
No, there's just, you know, if you're the Nets, as you stated, to me, the Nets need a power forward. Their guard play wasn't really the problem. You know, they need a power forward, but the Nets are trying to get star players, right? Like, that's the NBA's built on stars, man.
Yep.
It just is, right? And you sell tickets with star players, you sell jerseys with star players, and you make money with star players. And Brooklyn's trying to get legitimate. They know that Brooklyn doesn't want to get left out by the Knicks. But the Knicks get a bunch of star players, and then Brooklyn goes back to being second class citizens. Right?
Imagine Kawhi Leonard went to Brooklyn.
He's not going to.
I know, it'd be crazy.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
DailyRoto.com, guide you to victories, to swing for the fences, playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands and thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a special 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get a 10% discount today.
Thank you very much, Cam. Game Time Decisions continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Renzi. He is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. So we've got, we're going to replay Leo Rowdens. We spoke with Leo Rowdens, who I think is the Raptors' good luck charm. And for the record, Leo Rowdens is doing games 1-3, 5-7. 1-3, 5-7. That is if it goes to game 5 and 2 to game 7. But I actually think it is, Cam. I think we're going to have a long series here. I think it's going to be a battle. The Raptors are really rolling right now. They've won 4 straight basketball games. Their confidence is at an all-time high. It's amazing that the bench of the Raptors that was so bad, and let's be real, they were for the most part.
They were horrible.
Weren't getting anything from anybody. Suddenly, that was what the difference was. This Kawhi Leonard was awesome, but without Norman Powell, they don't beat Milwaukee. Van Fleet, Cam, has hit 14 of his last 17 three-point shots.
I know. Hey, like all net. I don't know what the hell happened. But yeah, he went from bricks to like nylon. He looks great. Norm's been amazing. I told you that commercial they're doing for the shawarmas is really coming into play. Real hot commercial with Norm and Fred Van Fleet. Good vibes all over the board.
They'll take you to Osmo's next time you come into town.
Yeah, they sure did. They probably got the commercial when they're at their low grade. It's like, yeah, okay, can Kawhi Leonard do it? No. Everyone said no, but Fred Van Fleet and Norm. Okay, we'll take them. But now, now they're happy. They got a great investment. The Raptors are rolling. And I'll tell you, Gabe, I'm with you. I think everyone thinks Golden State, you're just going to anoint them champion. I disagree. They're minus 300 in the series. I think the Raptors have a great chance to win the home court advantage. Got to take advantage without KD for the first game. I've already bet them the first game. They're only minus one. They take care of business there. And let's take a look at Golden State realistically. They were pretty sloppy in some of those games against Portland. They're lucky Portland gagged. Down the stretch, they couldn't do anything. Portland was up double digits both times in those games and cooking. And just couldn't get it done. It's kind of like when I told you Cantlay saw himself leading the Masters and like went in his pants. That's kind of like Portland. They're like, oh, we can beat Golden State. The Raptors are different. They've been in battle-tested games. They get things done. I think it's a good matchup against Golden State. I think it goes the distance, too.
And, you have to wonder about how long Kevin Durant is going to be out for. And I think he's probably going to be out for the entire series, to be honest with you. Which also sets up, it's not ideal to play the Golden State Warriors, but to get them without Kevin Durant is pretty much as good of an opportunity as you're going to get. Raptors have home court advantage. They need to hold serve. If they can win game one and game two, it puts some pressure on Golden State going back home. Now, Golden State's, they're used to it, but they're not. Like, Golden State don't play from behind very often in playoff series. You mentioned it. Against the Houston Rockets, every game in that series, it went 6 games. Every game in that series was decided by 6 points or less. Against Portland, in 3 of the 4 games, Portland had 17 or more point leads.
Yeah,
exactly. In 3 of the 4 games. Right? Like, without Kevin Durant, the Warriors they're not good enough to, like, blow anybody out. They're not going to blow you out. So you're going to be in a close game. They're very clutch. Steph Curry finds a way. Klay Thompson finds a way. Draymond Green is playing unbelievable basketball right now.
you know, I'm not naive. I give the advantage to the Golden State Warriors due to their pedigree. But I think the Raptors have a legitimate chance of beating them. And the odds are interesting that the series price is minus 290 now, but the Raptors are actually favored in game one.
I know.
Right? So, like, the odds makers are giving the Raptors a chance. A lot of smart basketball people are giving the Raptors a chance as well. Most people think this series is going six or seven games.
Yep.
Now,
sure.
If it went six, it would end in Oakland. If it goes seven, it's in Toronto. And I'm starting to get the feeling that this is going to be a seven-game series.
Yep. I hope you're right, Gabe. I hope Kevin Durant, the thing is, out game one, I think they just said that report to say, oh, he's making the trip. He will play a game. I don't think he'll play the first couple games for sure. Those are two games I think we can win at home. You said it, put the pressure on them, put it on their throats. And got to give Golden State credit, though. Like, a lot of their guys off the bench, like the Loonies of the world, and like that, they're professional. They find ways to win. But I don't think Portland, I don't think, you know, the Rockets, they screwed up. But the Raptors are a much better team than Portland, and Portland gave them fits. So I'm with you. I think the Raptors have a great chance to win this series. I will be betting on the series. And as I mentioned, I've already bet game one. Sorry, I saw a commercial for Tommy John underwear, and I thought it was going to be crazy that the chick's wearing the Tommy John underwear. She looks fantastic. I thought it was just like sports underwear, but they made it real sexy there. That was a nice commercial.
You were distracted.
I was, Gabe. I just saw this chick.
Too.
She was at the she was at the blender, like, and kind of like leaning over. I'm like, they don't look like Kmart underwear there. It was like, actually, like, I thought Tommy John underwear would be kind of like, you know, like just like a basic underwear brand, but it was pretty sexy. I can't lie, and very functional. I might go get a pair of Tommy John underwear. They look comfortable.
It's probably more comfortable than the underwear I'm wearing now.
Yeah, I have some real loser underwear too. Like, I got these like Hanes, and they're really, really thick, and it's just not cool in the summer. Like, I never realized, like, saving a buck, I'll do it at the grocery store. But you know what, Gabe? I'm buying those Under Armour breathables and stuff. Like, you can't put a price on comfort. You just can't. It's the summer too, man. Hot and muggy. New York's going to be real muggy.
Yeah, it's already, I can already see I got the sweats going on here already.
I know, me too. Good weekend of partying. I'm not used to having a time off there. It was a lot of fun. Great weekend. It was fantastic.
I don't know. You know the website PropSwap?
Yeah.
So it's an app, PropSwap, basically. And you can sell your sport ticket. So if you have a sport future, wherever you are, if you've got like a ticket, you put it up on PropSwap and somebody could offer you money for it. So you remember the other guy was $100,000. He was going to get $100,000 for his $250 on the Blues. I don't know if he sold his. I didn't see that story. But this is another guy, and he just put the ticket up. So this guy's got a $200 ticket on the Blues at 25-1. It pays $50,200. He wants to sell it now after last night's loss.
He's already given up.
He wants.
I gotta be honest, Gabe. I would wait. As a gambler, I think it's one of those things. So you're gonna get reduced value if they're down to one nothing. Say they tie it up, then sell it. You'll get a better number. I'd rather take the chance. And then if they go down, if they go down 2-0, then he's really. Yeah, it's
Well, look, they're plus 220 now, so the ticket's worth like 22.5 or something.
Yep.
And that's if somebody actually wants to buy in on the Blues at face value. So I probably would imagine someone's going to offer like $15,000 for this.
Yeah. What would you do?
I'd put 200 on it.
That's just me. I'd wait another game because you're still going to get something. You're going to get less, but say they tie it up. You're in a better situation to make bread.
I don't know. I don't understand these guys. What I would do, I'd bite the bullet, and I would just start. You bet on the Bruins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If no one wants to buy it, you just simply bet on the Bruins right now. You hedge it. I mean, it's not rocket science.
Excellent. Yeah, I know. That's another point. Yeah, there's so like, we do this stuff for a living. Guys, you don't have to sell the ticket. You're absolutely right. Do the math. Figure it out. I could take the Bruins at this price. Da-da-da-da-da. We walk away with something. Thank you. not. Yeah, you're right.
Just say, it sucks. I'm not going to win the 50, but if I just put 15 down on the Bruins. No, yeah. I get it. Not everybody has big money to hedge in list, stuff like this. But, you know, this is why there's websites like this. We'll see what somebody's offers him. They played this at the Paris. At the Paris. I love the comments about what he should have done. People are like, oh, he should have done this. He should have done that. It's like, dude, you're not the one holding this ticket. So I wouldn't be telling him what to do. I'm just stating that, you know.
There's ways to do it if you can't sell the ticket.
Yeah, like, I don't know how much he's going to get. They're plus 220 right now. So, like I said, that's about, so if at face value, it'd be worth about 22.5 or something like that. And then you'd need somebody that's all gung-ho that wants to bet at this Blues price. Like I said, I think you get about $15,000 for it.
Yep.
When it's all said and done. Like I said, I'm not writing the Blues off yet. The Bruins played a good game last night. They're on a roll. But if anything, St. Louis have shown a ton of resiliency in this playoffs. They've been down before in the playoffs. They're not giving up because they lost one game. Even if they lose the next game, I don't think they're completely done. But the thing is, like, Boston are on a freaking roll right now. They've won 8 in a row. So as soon as things go bad for Boston, it could snowball the other way. But it just isn't. You know what I mean? They had 11 days off and they kept the streak going. You got to give them credit, man. They're playing like a team possessed, too. They really are.
They are. Every role player stepping up. You saw it, too. The Blues are a tough team, and Boston started knocking them around. That's when you're like, oh, okay. These guys, they're all business, man. They do everything well. The thing about the Bruins is they have very, very few weaknesses. This is what you have to do if you're St. Louis, though, Gabe. I talked about this recipe. Zdeno Chara is a giant, but he's slow-footed. He must be crushed. You will take them. They have a questionable depth on defense, and that's what you have to do. The Blues need a hard forecheck, and they got to really wear these guys down. Then they can start to play their game.
All right, we spoke with Leo Rowden this morning. The Raptors, good luck, Jar. We'll break it down from a matchup standpoint. Raptors and Warriors. We've had some Warrior guests on throughout the week, too.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Guys, NBA Finals is here. It's time to put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid and you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering, whether it be college or pro sports, you're always in control. Head over to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Thank you very much, Joe Ranieri. Joe Ranieri in Miami, Florida. I am Gabriel Morenci in Midtown Manhattan, New York City. Leo Rowden's in Toronto. Do we have Leo ready to go, Sean? Good stuff.
Yes,
let's bring him in, Mr. Leo Rowden's. Thank you for joining me, Leo. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Gabe, what's happening? I'm doing really well. Everything good with you?
Yeah, of course. I'm doing great, Leo. So let me ask you, you were there. You did the game on, The Shot. And you were there the other night, too. So I got to ask you, like, which games are you doing in the finals? Because those are the games I'm laying it down on. You're the lucky charm, Rowdens.
Yeah, I think I'm, I'm doing 1-3-5-7. So
1-3-5-7, huh? All right.
Yeah, so if it goes deep, I'm in.
So before we get into, I want to jump right in, and me and Ranieri have a ton of matchup questions for you. I wish I could have been there. I was there the Sunday before against Milwaukee. I'm in New York now. I'm not Drake. I can't afford to be flying back and forth everywhere. But I'm going to get there before the series is done. I'm thinking maybe game 5 or 7, but I'm thinking I'm going to be there for that game 5. But I thought, Leo, and you've been around this team forever, and I almost thought before I was going to cry and stuff. Like, I almost had that, you know, I got choked up a couple of times in the playoffs a bit, but never real tears. I sort of was planning for it, and it's amazing, Leo. The second we won, I was like, I want the finals, man. Like, I don't know, the whole time, you know, so many Raptor fans, I thought, just said, oh, let's just win the East. We got to win the East. We got to win the East. And it seems to me like the fan base and even the players seem to be, you know, no, we're not done yet. That's just another step in what our goal is right now.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll be honest with you, man, it was emotional. We got down towards the end of the broadcast, and I let Matt do his call and, you know, let the broadcast breathe, let all the, you know, show the fans just going crazy. But it was an emotional moment. I mean, you're talking about a lot of years and being a day winner. I've seen all the bad as well as the good. So it was a crazy, crazy night. But you're absolutely right. You know, I believe going in that the Raptors could beat the Bucks, and, you know, if they get to the finals, they can win this thing. And talking to the players, right after they won, I went up to a bunch of the guys, and not one of them was overly celebrating. They're sitting there. The first thing they said to me is, "Next game, next game. We got to get ready." So they're locked in. I mean, this is a team that thinks they can win the championship. And again, I really believe that if they do what they're capable of doing, and they play the defense they've been playing in the playoffs that have gotten to this point, they can win. And I think it's going to be a great series to watch.
You know, Leo, one of the things that Gabe and I were talking about, and one of the matchups I'm most interested in is who guards Steph Curry. You can't keep Kawhi on him exclusively like you did Giannis, because by the fourth, he won't have anything left in the tank. He can't be chasing Steph Curry around all game. So if you're the coach, if you're Nick Nurse right now, how are you dividing up how to go ahead and guard Steph Curry? Who are you putting on him? What kind of rotation are we looking at?
Well, see, that's the one thing. I think the Raptors match up extremely well with Golden State. And when I say that, it's not just one-on-one matchups. They switch a lot, just like Golden State does. And what you do is you just try to create, obviously, offensively, the matchups that work for you the best, and try to you know, as the game's going, you're trying to put those situations in your favor. But the Raptors defensively, they have a lot of different guys that can switch off, and they're very comfortable in doing it. Even when Kawhi Leonard was guarding Giannis Antetokounmpo, yes, he was the primary defender, you know, games three on. At the same time, it was a team effort. And what the Raptors did, that, you know, hey, if Marcus Gasol was near half court when Antetokounmpo was crossing half court, he was the guy that slowed him down and set the defense for the Raptors. So it wasn't just Kawhi doing that. And that's what makes this team, I think, really, really good. And if you talk to these guys, every one of them says the fact of how they've come together and their ability to do what their defensive scheme is and to execute it has been their success. So when you're talking about a Curry, I mean, that's going to be Kyle Lowry. It's going to be Danny Green. It's going to be Fred VanVleet. It's going to be Kawhi Leonard sometimes. You're even going to see a Pascal Siakam or a Norm Powell. So, you know, the Raptors are comfortable in switching. And remember, with Golden State, you don't really have, you know, there's not a dominant big out there. So, you know, the Raptors have just come out of, you know, three series where there were some players of length that were significant to what was happening on the floor. In this matchup, it's going to be a little different, leaning a little bit to the Raptors' favor. So you're going to see a lot of different guys play different roles on Curry.
You know, one of the coolest things about the Raptors, too, Joe, and I know Leo knows this, is Siakam speaks French, and Serge Ibaka speaks French and Spanish. He speaks like seven languages. So on the Greek Freak, when they were switching up, and they switch up on people, they speak French and Spanish to each other, and they shake it up.
Well, Marc Gasol.
And Marc Gasol, Spanish as well, exactly.
Yeah, you know. And they're talking all these different languages out there, so it's actually pretty funny, you know. Just
it's great though. The opponent doesn't know what you're saying, though, right? I like it.
Well, yeah, and it kind of fits with Toronto, right? Multicultural. Hey, yeah. You got to play that way.
Yeah. So I brought this up earlier, and Leo, Draymond, as great as Curry is, and as great as Thompson is, and Thompson's such a good defender as well. It's going to be such a fun basketball series here from a basketball standpoint. Nurse and Kerr. But Draymond Green to me is sort of the guy. And he's almost their point guard. Like, he really is. Like, when the ball, you know, Curry is a point guard at times, but Draymond handles the ball. He sets the screens, pick and rolls. He's so important. As you mentioned, and I brought this up to Joe as well, Nurse has done a nice job shaking things up and mixing things up with the matchups. What about Kawhi and Draymond? Are they going to be seeing each other face-to-face along the way? Because I'd like to see what Golden State does if Draymond gets nullified a little bit.
No, I completely agree. I think you're going to have to see. I would not be surprised to see Kawhi, Pascal, Norm Powell picking him up. And here's the key: like he with Kevin Durant out, he's taking on a larger role. He's taking on the role he had before, and I like this role. I mean, I like him when he has the ball in his hands for this team. He's tremendous in pick and rolls. He brings that ball up. He's a guy that can take it off the rebound, get it up the floor quickly. He's constantly moving, and he creates all kinds of problems. And when you look at, you know, let's say the Portland series, he had no one to really challenge him, and that allowed him to do even more because there was really nobody in the front line that was going to deal with him very much. So the Raptors, I think, you want to attack him. Okay, you want to go at him as well as defend him. So I think at times you're going to see, without a doubt, you'll see Kawhi Leonard on that situation. And you got to remember, too, you know, the Raptors, okay, I mentioned Giannis, how you got to get to him early, right? And once that guy gets up speed, you've got a real issue. Ben Simmons of Philadelphia, you know, once he gets, you know, everybody says non-shooters get off him. Well, if you get off him, then they build up speed and they come at you. Now you can't guard him. And with Draymond Green, even though he can shoot, here's a guy that you want to slow down, right? In transition, you want to slow down. You just can't let this Golden State team just get out and run and speed the game up to crazy levels. And the Raptors were one of the best teams in the postseason so far at controlling the pace of the game. And it's a fine line because offensively, you want to take your opportunities to get out and run. Yet at the same time, you don't want your offense to hurt you in any way controlling the pace defensively because you got to slow Golden State down. And to do that, Draymond Green is one of those guys you got to contain.
It's funny, Leo, they say, listen, everyone's still wondering if Kevin Durant's coming back. I mean, Gabe and I think are on the same page here. I don't see how he comes back. DeMarcus Cousins is a different story. What is DeMarcus Cousins, if he does come back here for this series, what does that do to the bench, and how does that change things up for Golden State, if at all?
Well, doing my intel, I don't see KD coming back. And again, I could be wrong, but I don't see him coming back in this series, or it wouldn't be till very, very late if it extends. When you're looking at DeMarcus Cousins, quite honestly, and no disrespect, but for the Raptors, I hope he does come back because, number one, you know, he was out for an extended period of time. The Warriors got a great rhythm right now. I mean, they're balling. They're getting out and running. They're moving. They're playing at a very fast pace. If he comes back, there's got to be some disruption to what they've been doing. And the Raptors have Marcus Gasol, Serge Ibaka. They got a couple of bigs that have no issue dealing with his size. If he wants to come out, and you know, he likes to shoot, he likes to knock down some threes and step outside from the perimeter, well, that's great because as long as he's shooting, Curry and Klay Thompson are not shooting. So I'm, from my standpoint, I think it would only help the Raptors if he comes back.
You know, we were talking a lot about Kevin Durant, and I don't know what it is. I guess it's the gamesmanship, Leo. And listen, you've been in the league, so you would know a hell of a lot more than me and Joe would. But we had the Chargers, former Chargers team doctor, a longtime athletic doctor, and really smart guy. And it was the morning after the KD injury. He goes, guys, obviously I didn't diagnose him, but he said he won't be back until mid-June at best. But then Woj went on and said, oh, no, it's fine. And Kerr's been playing this game-by-game thing all the time. When, as you stated, me and Joe have been saying, guys, he's not coming back. And you talk about a disruption. I know he's a great player, but off an injury like that, how hard would it be to drop a guy like that on the floor in a game 6 of an NBA Finals, Leo, even if his name is Kevin Durant?
No, I agree. I think, and you know what? He's going into, he's got this free agagency coming up. And he's
agency. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that, and you can't tell me that he's going to play
loosey-goosey and feel good out there and comfortable knowing that, you know, he's got a severe problem with his calf. So, you know, and again, everybody from what I've been able to gather and talking to people, like I said, it's severe enough that I agree with you. I don't think he's going to be, you know, he's going to be able to come and play at a competent level, comfortable level, even a safe level in this series. So we'll see. I'm betting against it.
Leo Rowdens with us. So, Leo, before we get you out of here, we got about a minute left, and we appreciate your time, sir. I'm thinking home court. The Raptors have been dominant. I believe now the Raptors are, what, 8-2? On home court in the postseason. They've gotten a little bit of a rhythm. I think home court really does come into play here, and the Raptors have home court advantage. You know, people always think I'm a homer already, but because I pick the Raptors every series, but I actually put my money where my mouth is along the way. I think this series is going 7 games. I really do. I think we have a 7-game series here. Home court holds all the way through, Leo.
Yeah, I think this is going to go deep. And okay, you got it's interesting because you know the Raptors have been the best home court, right? And this the Golden State Warriors have been the best road team. I think they're 6-2 on the road. And even towards the end of the season, the Warriors are playing their best basketball actually on the road. So I think these first two games are going to be critical to the series. You know, as well as Golden State's been playing on the road, if the Raptors can hold home court and then take that confidence and sneak one, steal one on the road, they could really put a, you know, control this series.
And no longer a 2-3-2 format, guys. Leo Rowdens, Toronto Raptors analyst, Sportsnet. Thank you, Leo. And TS.
Hey, my pleasure, Gabe.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, thank you, gang. Thanks to Leo Rowden for joining us. I am Morenci, the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart throwing it down. Big Man on Campus will join us in a 6 o'clock hour. We'll jump into the baseball board a little bit. We'll crunch some of the NBA Finals numbers as well. There's some pretty interesting props that have been posted over at FanDuel. But Yankees in San Diego, Cam, first game up at 6:35, and then we have another early start with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati at 6:40 Eastern.
Yep, it's going to be interesting. The Reds debuting a new pitcher there for tonight, laying 15 cents in that game. Yankees game about to go off the board, and the White Sox-Royals game has commenced, Gabe. Still 1-1, top of the sevens. So we have some baseball action coming up. Got a live game and a big, big board tonight.
We've got some news from the coffee club that I'll forward over to you. You want to take a look at the
I like
baseball
the
scene here tonight. It's an interesting matchup here with the Pirates and the Reds here tonight. A lot of numbers on Jordan Lyles' side here, but I know generally you do like betting on the Reds. But so Jordan Lyles on the road this year is 4-0 with a 1.96 earned run average, 0.91 WHIP. The Pirates are 4-0 in his last four starts in this series against the Reds. They're 8-0 in the month of May. The last eight times Lyles has pitched, the Pirates have won in the month of May, and the Pittsburgh Pirates have beaten the Cincinnati Reds six straight times so far this year. But with all that being stated, I'm still scared of the Pirates.
Yeah, I'd be scared too, but you're right about Lyles. Does a lot of damage on the road. He's been murdered at home a couple times, but his ERA is really good. It's under 3, like 2.84. He's had a good campaign. I don't know about the Sims kid. I'll tell you one thing, an angle that I've liked over time, Gabe, is betting on these pitchers making their debut. A lot of the time they don't know about them, so should be an interesting game. Reds minus 115.
We've got Detroit and Baltimore at 7:05. We'll hit this, Cam. We'll get you caught up to date. We'll make sure we give you our thoughts here with this, these games before first pitch. There was some 9.5 out there. The San Diego Yankee game, I'm looking at an under. It's 9 right now, not 9.5.